A student attending Dartmouth College without citizenship documents says he is both relieved and a little disappointed in the speech President Obama gave last night about changes in immigration policy. VPR's Charlotte Albright spoke with Oscar Carnejo Casares about the new priorities for deportation.
Casares arrived in the United States from Mexico when he was only 5. His situation won't change much because undocumented students brought to America before they were 16 already have deferred deportation status. But Casares has always worried that his parents would disappear from his home in Chicago while he was far away at school.
There's that kind of fear, realizing that my dad could be stopped on the way to work and be deported. That has always affected me more this term mentally, and my mental health has been something that I've been trying to struggle with. But now, thanks to this, I'm able to have some sort of relief.
By this, Casares means Obama's executive action deferring deportation for undocumented parents of legal citizens. His sister was born in the United States, so that means his parents will be shielded under the new policy.
So I'm very grateful for that. But for many, many of my friends, people that live in my neighborhood will not be able to receive this benefit because they don't have children or legal residents. So the parents are still in the same boat as they were before.
That's why Casares wishes Obama had gone further to reform the immigration system, and he says he found the rhetoric in the speech, quote, too conservative. The sophomore co-chairs a new advocacy group called Coalition for Immigration Reform, Equality, and Dreamers. Nicknamed Co-Fired, it aims to shed light on the struggles he and other immigrants like him face. For example, although Casares has a scholarship, his father holds 3 jobs to pay for his health insurance because undocumented students do not qualify for the college's policy. At least now, the sophomore says, his dad will not have to hide from the federal government when he goes to work. For VPR News, I'm Charlotte Albright in the Upper Valley.